Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Grunewald Guild podcast. I'm your host, Scotty, as always. Today, we have a special podcast. A couple weeks ago, we had the Grunewald Guild Song School up here at the Guild. This is led by Jan Christ. This happens a couple times a year. Folks get up. It's a three-day event. They come up. They don't have a song. And by the end, on Sunday, they have a concert, and they perform a song they wrote. That's right. People write songs in 3 days from start to finish, and it's pretty phenomenal. So we recorded the concert on Sunday. And I thought it would be fun to invite Dan in, who participated in the class and wrote a song. And we're going to play a little clip of each song, and then we're going to talk about the people who wrote it, the song, some of the prompts that inspired it, and it's going to be a really fun time. And I hope you really enjoy it. So we're going to jump right in. I think we got pretty good recordings of all the audio. And I want to thank everybody that was up here for Song School, Jan, Chris, everyone. It was a phenomenal time. I had a blast, even though I don't necessarily write a song. Or write songs. It was a great time just to be up here and listen to all the music that was created. So I hope you enjoy, and here we go.
It's just you and me, come, and we're hungry for the mind. Let's turn it up and sing along, getting half the chorus wrong. Don't know where I'm going, but I'm not standing still.
Lindsay's song, and that was pretty amazing considering that she's only written a few songs before, right?
Yeah, Lindsay is like me. We're the resident amateurs, but one of the fringe benefits of being on core staff is jumping into classes that have space, and so she has been able to jump into a couple songwriting classes, and it's been fun, and she actually has shown some great, remarkable ability to get into songwriting really well, and so she's done a great job.
Oh, yeah. If I didn't know that Lindsay didn't write songs all the time, mm-hmm. I would have thought that was a very professionally written song, somebody who goes out and tours and does the bar scene, mm-hmm. and I just think it's so wild what Jan can pull out of her students, and it's...
Yeah, that's one of the things that's nice about this group. You have a real mix of experience levels. There's people that are performers and recording artists, and there's folks that are brand new, and we all just have a great time together, and even if you're brand new, you're not going to feel like you don't belong, which is nice.
Yeah. Well, and then to be accompanied by Jan Christ on the guitar. I mean,
that helps.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, she's so good. And
that was Jan song. Doing guitar and also background vocals. So she actually adds that extra professionalism to the song. So.
I think there were a few people doing background
vocals.
There
was a few people in the background.
Yeah, it was kind of coming around. And that's the other fun thing about the songwriting classes. They're so communal.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
I guess they kind of have to be with the way that the class is and just how songwriting works.
Well, it's interesting because some people describe songwriting workshops around the country as being not as communal, that you really are focused on just working on your song, almost locking yourself in your room to get your song done. And the Guild, that's not really how we operate at the Guild. And really, the interaction between all of us is a big part of the class. We really enjoy each other. A lot of laughing, a lot of joking, but also a lot of just encouraging one another in our work. And it's a lot of fun. So by the end of it, you feel like it's been a group ride in a way.
It's hard for me to understand. A rock hanging in the balance. I had to fall part of the plan. I chose to eat at this table. Bread and wine we shared. I chose to just deny. As the rooster crows, fill the air.
Okay, that was Cheryl Brantz and her new song.
Yeah, Cheryl is really, she's a great performer. She does a lot of performing. She's recorded several CDs, so she has that professional touch to her work. She's also goes back and forth between silly and sacred quite a bit. Some of her songs are just a riot and very funny, and some of her songs are very beautiful and sacred. And this song actually went from being a completely different song at the beginning, and it moved toward this beautiful love song about Peter and Jesus, and really became a sacred, beautiful song. And we didn't see that coming, but it really, she does an amazing job of doing that.
Oh, I didn't realize that that's what this was about.
Yeah.
And so there was a writing prompt for this.
There was, and I'm trying to remember what the prompt was. Usually, it's funny because Jan our instructor will give us a prompt and our songs go way in different directions, but the prompt just gets us going. And essentially then whatever you're bringing to that prompt, whatever coming out of your heart and your head, ends up taking that prompt anywhere. And so it can be completely different from what the prompt was about. And in this case, I think that was another example where just Cheryl's heart took it somewhere else and it ended up being a gorgeous song.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the things that I love about Cheryl's songs is that, like you were saying earlier, they can be so fun and so sing-along and just total party music, and then she'll drop one on you that just levels you and brings you to tears. And it's that kind of dynamic range in a songwriter, I think, is so important, and it's really powerful stuff.
Yeah, that's one thing I love about her performances, because you'll laugh and want to cry at the same performance.
Not for
the bad reason, yeah. Oh, really, she'll really get you engaged because she's so funny and charming, but at the same time, she's very sincere, and a lot of her heartfelt songs will just leave you kind of hanging. So.
Yeah. Well, and that's who Cheryl is in real life, too.
Yeah, she is,
You know, it's the your songs, your art, always imitates who you are. And it's...
So let me give her a quick plug. I mean, she has her own website, CherylBrantz.com, and so if you want to look at some of the music she's recorded, she has some beautiful music to record, so just take a look at her.
All right. Who do we have next?
In the midst of a twisted dreams, my heart is longing for quiet reprieve. When freedom's whisper I receive upon the glistening glade, as it beckons to seek its goal, I know the full price of laying low. My heart is opened and tendered so. She comes to meet me.
So next up was your song, Dan.
That's right.
Tell me a little
bit
about
it. Which is not fun to listen to your own recording at all. You know, really, it's been a kind of an inside joke, because this is the 8th year that I've taken this class. And the joke is that I keep taking it because I can't pass the class. So they actually, when I finished that song, they actually gave me a graduation ceremony, which was nice because I've officially passed the class. So that means that if I take it again, then I'm actually... they need to pay me to take the class.
Right. Or you need to teach it.
Or I need to teach it or something like that. But actually, as an amateur, it's really just fun to be a part of so many talented people. And I'm not dedicated enough to songwriting to keep working at it and getting better and better at the craft like some of these folks are. But it's amazing just how much fun it is. And I'm learning some things. And it's, in my own way, making slow progress as the years go by.
Yeah. Oh, I think you're definitely making progress. Yeah. I mean, I can think of the first couple songs you wrote and your guitar playing and everything else. Like, I think you've definitely slowly grown. And, you know, like you said, you do it once a year. So imagine, you know, just kind of doing it more often and how much farther you can get that way.
Yeah, some songwriters say you need to have, you know, at least 100 bad songs before you can write a good one, you know. So I've got a ways to go, but I do almost have enough to make an album collection now. So
which is, we got to talk about that, because I think that would be interesting to you know, for your graduation party.
Interesting is a good word.
So. Well, and you weren't the only one to graduate that weekend too.
That's true.
Jan
actually
finished her Bachelor of Fine Arts and Ceramics.
She did. Jan, which, you know, we take credit for that at the Guild, because she actually got interested in ceramics by coming here and teaching songwriting and then getting her hands dirty, literally, with pottery, and then went back and did a BFA in ceramics. And it's amazing, because I think it's really colored her life, but also it's all also colored her songwriting. And so it's fun to have her just jump into other kinds of art. It's fantastic.
Oh, it's so much fun to have Jan down in the pot shop and play. And it's, she's done some amazing tile work. I mean, She's a good artist all around.
She is.
And that's
she absolutely good. Is. She actually graduated the day before she came here for this class.
That's right.
And came, you know, really tired because she had just graduated the night before. And she had won an award for her senior project. And
yes.
So she really, she's really a fine artist in lots of different ways. And it's fun to see her diversify. If you go on her website, you'll actually see a lot of her visual work as well.
Yes.
So janchrist.net. There's the
janchrist.net.
Yes.
That's right. And it's K-R-I-S-T.
K-R-I-S-T.
Yeah. Jan is just a phenomenal all-around artist and an amazing teacher.
She is. And it's so nice that we got to move from me to her in this conversation. So now we can move off of me and now we're on her.
All right. Well, let's see who we have next.
Fallen star, my mournful matador. Once a jewel in the sky, now your dark eyes hypnotize, and I go deeper into you.
right. That was a very soulful song by Holly Blue. And, she's got such a good voice.
Yeah, Holly is amazing. We talked earlier that really her voice is her instrument, and what she does with it turns any song into something really magical and special. And this song is an interesting song because it's really a very, very kind of seductive portrayal of the serpent and Eve.
Yeah.
And she does it in a really interesting take that is just fascinating. And then her voice just adds so much to the song. It's just fantastic.
Yeah. She's got such a powerful voice at a lower register. And it's it's so nice to hear a woman have a low register voice and sing so soulfully and strongly and still very, very feminine.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so cool. I didn't realize. So the prompt for this workshop was a story or a fable. Yes. And when I first heard that song during the concert, I didn't realize it was about Eve and the serpent. Mm-hmm. And now that I know that, I've listened back to this, it just becomes even more and more powerful. And Holly plays a lot around Leavenworth.
Local she does. Shows. Actually, she's done a lot more performing in the last couple of years. Yeah. She's got her Holly Blue band and really has taken off in terms of her own expression. And it's fun to watch because her confidence level wasn't like that a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. So to see her feel like I can go perform and people are going to love what I do, it's just great to see because the truth is she is good.
Yeah.
She's really good.
Absolutely. So if you're in Leavenworth for a weekend, you see you have a chance to see the Holly Blue Band, do it.
Yep.
Go and check them out.
You'll love
it's
it.
Great.
It ain't good enough for the girl. This I tell you is for real. Go and say just what you will. It ain't good enough for the girl. I had the best intentions. Pen and paper, hair and hand. With the deck stacked on my side. After all, our teacher's done.
All right, that was Tony Bowles with a great song. He really is kind of like Neil Young, isn't he?
He sounds like Neil Young, doesn't he? He's got that same kind of rough but really drawing quality. And the funny thing about this song was that he had a completely different direction for his song and then kind of abandoned it for this just fun song, making fun of the fact that it's difficult to write a song in 3 days, which reminds me of a song I did a couple years ago called I Can't Write a Song to Save My Life, which was a similar kind of feeling. You get stuck, you only have a couple days. He just jumped into another direction and it came out being a great song.
Oh, it was so much. It's really catchy.
Really catchy.
You know, everybody's stomping their feet and having a good time.
Yeah, it was just a blast.
Yeah. Well, and Tony's so great. Tony's been coming for a couple years now for the song school.
Yeah, I think this is maybe his third time. And he also does some performing. He's really got a natural drawing quality to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been fun. And we just enjoy him so much as a community. He's just got a great spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. And he definitely, of the group of people here, he's one of the people that has the most performing experience.
Yeah.
But yet, and I hope that you, the listener, are hearing throughout all these tracks that even folks that don't perform a lot, like this, what you can do in a couple days in this environment, you can create some phenomenal songs, even if you don't have a lot of performing experience.
Yeah, the songs are really rough after 3 days. You really can't polish a song in that short of time.
Sure.
But you come up with something that is really workable, and then you go home and you can polish it if you're a performer.
Yeah.
If you're someone like me, you just put it back in the book and dust it off later.
Yeah.
But, he'll do something with that, I'm sure, when he performs, and he'll polish it up and he'll make it even more fun. And again, 3 days just kind of gets you started. But you really get a good shove off for this group of people because the enthusiasm is amazing.
So, oh, yeah. That was a great song.
Yeah.
Love stirred in my saddest heart, but nice. And a soft pink nose, velvet skin with hidden seams, life sized dreams. Fairy heights, fairy canes. On those summer days, he was young. I was so naive. You wouldn't think could.
All right, and then going from a fun upbeat song to Emily Ann Peterson's song. Oh wow, what a great piano player! First of all,
yeah, Emily has really, really got a professional touch. And this song is based on the story of the Velveteen Rabbit. So a children's story, but she makes it so intensely vulnerable that it's got universal application to it. Just beautifully vulnerable. And Emily Ann, just again, she just has this amazing quality of drawing you in. She's done some recording, and she's actually finishing a recording right now. So you want to jump on her website, EmilyAnnPeterson.com, because she really puts out some great music. So you got to check her out as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And she was an artist in residence up here about a year ago, maybe a little bit longer than that.
Yeah.
Working down in the print studio and recording and working on some tracks.
Yeah, she turned our print shop into a little recording studio, yeah. And she worked on some great work down there. It's just amazing what she starts with and what she ends with in terms of her music, her content. And she takes a simple story or a simple idea and turns it into this heart-wrenching, vulnerable piece, and her piano playing and her voice just bring all it together. It's amazing.
Absolutely. And she's so delightful to have.
She's delightful, yeah.
And it's great. And it's so good to hear her get such a good song in such a short period of time off of the Velveteen Rabbit, which is a story I'm not really all that familiar
that's
with.
Right. That's right. And it's incredible to me that she can put a song together that quickly at that quality level.
Yeah.
It's just she just has a knack. She really does.
Well, again, coming from an outsider who's not a songwriter, every one of these songs just amazes me that they were written in 3 days. It's wild.
Yeah.
You and I in shades of different, a rose gold black fair white. You are contrast and decision. I am hope and a beam of light. You are the chapters in a book. Space between the lines. I am the letters, sticking one letter at a time. It takes both to make a picture.
Okay, and that was Sarah Boggs, our garden volunteer and first-time songwriter.
First-time song ever, world debut for Sarah Boggs.
That's phenomenal.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, and it's just encouragement to anyone who would want to take a songwriting workshop who's never written a song before.
Yeah.
You can do it here. It's a great environment for that. And Sarah just has a really natural quality to her. That was on mandolin, and she's learning the mandolin and loves to play it. It was also based on the story of Snow White and Rose Red. But she did it from an interpretation of the two sisters' personalities being the two parts of her art making, kind of the right brain, left brain, and really tied it together to how she does her own sketchbook artwork. And she's a really amazing sketchbook artist.
Oh, for
and
sure.
So it was a beautiful song just to kind of encapsulating her own art process, which is really creative.
Yeah. Yeah. Look for her designs in the upcoming summer 2015 yes. Guild t-shirt.
She's doing our t-shirt this year.
Yeah.
So, and we have to say goodbye to her this week. It's a real bummer. She's been fantastic for us, but I'm so glad she got to jump in this class because she just added a whole other dimension. Every person brings so much, something fresh and new to the group. And being a first-time person, she just did a great job of jumping right in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a great song incorporating her art making, which I mean, she's always sketching and drawing.
Yep.
And so to pull that into her song. And then a chance to not only just write your own song, but then perform it for the first time.
Just a little scary.
A little scary. But the Guild's a good place to do that,
It's a
though.
Good group to do that with. They're so supportive. It doesn't matter what people's experience level is. They're going to support you, and they're not going to support you in some bland sense. They're honestly supporting you and excited about what you're learning and what you're doing, and so it's a real safe place to do that. And there's the phone.
We'll be right back.
Burning sun, barren sky, heartless wind, hot and dry. Black robe on the wing, thirsty for anything. One small stone, and she rises.
All right, and that was Mandy Troxell singing a fantastic song.
Yeah, Mandy is one of those people that you love her so much, but she frustrates you because she's so darn good.
In
other words, she pulls together this beautiful song in a very short time. Just very moving song altogether. And so, she really is a very talented performer.
Yeah. Well, and such a personal song.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to not only write a song, but write such a deep personal song in such a short span of time and to pull it off so well. And so that started off with a story.
Started off with a story. Like I'm not sure the particulars of the story, but it ended up being very much autobiographical in terms of her own stage of her life, but just about rising and grow. I mean, I don't want to talk for her what the song is about, but it's just a very inspirational song, I think. And it's just beautifully done.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it performed well, or performed beautifully, and really nice. And so you can find Mandy Troxell's work at mandytroxell.bandcamp.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple albums there for sale. And I think, I think that's where you can find her most.
Yeah, Mandy's from Orcas Island and performs quite a bit over there and in different parts of the country. And she is well worth listening to. So you want to catch her when she's around, or at least catch her online as far as her recorded music goes.
Absolutely. And she's usually here for the song schools.
Yeah.
Jen, so.
Here we are. It's just ahead on the right. Thanks again for taking me. I had a great night. I know I kept shifting in my seat. It wasn't you, baby, and it wasn't the beat, beat, beat. 'Cause when the lights come on and the music started, they did that song that broke my heart. We were crying.
Okay, and that was Cynthia O'Brien, I think the only electric guitar during the whole song school. Cynthia's great. She's written some really cool songs over the years. She's been coming to the Guild for a long time with her family, but has only really been doing the songwriting here at the Guild for the last couple times. Is that right?
Yeah, she's kind of been off and on again based on her schedule. I mean, she served as a pastor for a lot of years and now is a program coordinator for the Youth Music Project in Portland. And very musically talented woman. Mm-hmm. She plays piano, guitar, harp. I mean, just is really talented. And so if you're interested at all in getting your kids involved with music, look up the Youth Music Project in Portland.
Yeah.
A really great school that's going on over there.
Yeah, that's youthmusicproject.org. Mm-hmm. It looks like a really cool thing. And a fun song. You know, really, Cynthia's an excellent performer and just great.
Yeah, she brings a lot to the class too. I mean, she just has a very creative soul and spirit. She gives great feedback to people on their songs. She's has enough musical knowledge and experience to be able to pick out things that can really help you. And so she's really a great feedback person.
Well, and that's so important. I mean, you know, having somebody around that can give you good feedback, that is good at critique, is so helpful in any artistic process.
Absolutely.
It's a real gift to have somebody like that around.
We like to talk. Life is so simple when you're not on the run. I'm holding you close, you brush back your hair. And these times it feels like life can be fair. Oh, I'm gonna make this our home. And I'm gonna leave you alone. And you always give me a smile, and we bring love back in style.
And there he was, the man, the myth, the legend, Greg Harnish, coming out with a really different song for Greg.
Yeah, Greg is really, he's a very popular local performer.
Yeah.
He performs all over the valley here. People just love him, mostly because he's so much fun, and his music's so danceable and singable and catching. But this time he went a little more vulnerable. And what's interesting about it was the emotional reaction he got from the other students. It got several people kind of tearing up when he first sang the song. And then when he did a second take of it, he kind of changed it back to more of his old style. And they said, absolutely not. You go back to the first way you sang it. And he complied. And he ended up with a beautiful, vulnerable song. And I think just a classic.
Oh, huge. I mean, that's the thing. You know, having that depth of musical knowledge and that depth of different songs in your catalog. I mean, especially coming from someone like Greg who does just really fun kind of bar band stuff and having a great time, and I love that. And then just to drop a song like this on you, it just floors me. Really, really good. And Greg is phenomenal. If you are in the Wenatchee area, Leavenworth area, he plays all over the place.
Yep.
Check him out. really, really good stuff.
Yeah, Greg is, and he's just a great person too, as far as just the part of the whole atmosphere of the place, his encouragement, his fun, his sense of humor, mm-hmm. just fantastic. And again, he just has his own unique style, and anything he does catches you. It really does.
Yeah, absolutely. He's just an excellent performer and an amazing person. I love having Greg around.
Yeah.
And Greg also provides a lot of the sound equipment for the song.
He does. He's kind of our sound techie guy, which is fantastic. And he does it all out of the goodness of his heart.
Yeah.
So it's just fantastic.
Yeah. Greg is great. Good song.
God knows just where you are. God knows and won't tell me. Out of spite or out of kindness, it remains a mystery. And it's so like your childhood hours, it's so like your boyish ways, to go flying into motion and go crashing into.
And finally, we have the one and only Jan Crist.
One and only.
Oh, what a great song. What a great person and teacher and songwriter. Jan is just phenomenal.
Yeah, this is Jan's 8th year of teaching songwriting here at the Guild, and she's become a fixture. You know, we don't want to let go of her.
No way.
Really, you know, Jan is such a professional. She's done so much performing and recording over the years, but she's still so approachable and just a real person, and is someone that will make any song effort you have into something wonderful, which is incredible about her. And just to give you an idea, the song prompt that she gave for this weekend was to take a story, a familiar story, and then to write it from different perspectives, like first person, second person, third person, and then from one of those different perspectives start your song. In this case, her song was from the second person perspective of Amelia Earhart's sister writing to Amelia Earhart. And that's a really interesting twist to the story. And by the way, that's an amazing story. If you want to look up that story between the relationship of those two sisters, it's very powerful and very beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that story.
Yeah, if she told us about it, the research she had done on it, I can't tell you the details at all, other than the fact that it's an incredible historical story. And so it's worth looking at. And the song really captures some of the intensity of that relationship.
It's
amazing, yeah.
Oh, for sure it does. And and going back to what you're saying about Jan, I think that Jan really exemplifies what we try to get in our faculty here at the Guild. Absolute world-class professional artists who are not going to, you know, lord over a class, but are really working one-on-one with the people. And that is just such a different experience, and it's so wonderful.
Yeah.
And having Janie here, she's just an amazing person. Always so much fun to have her up here. And this year she didn't get to be in the ceramic studio very much, but, you know, she'll get there. She's a great artist all around.
Absolutely. And just to let you know, she'll be back.
Yeah.
August 19th to the 23rd, we do another song school. And Jan will be back to teach it, and we're just excited to do this again. Matter of fact, we'll do another one next spring as well. So we're getting into a twice-a-year pattern, which we're really glad that she's able to take the time to do that, because it really builds some momentum and community. A lot of folks keep coming back and taking the class, plus adding a few new people every time.
Yeah.
So if you want to jump into the class in August, please do so. It's going to be really wonderful.
Yeah, and as you can hear from what we've been talking about, you don't have to have any experience
at all. Not at all.
Or you could be a very accomplished songwriter. You're going to get a lot from this.
Absolutely.
And just have a fantastic time.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks, Dan, for coming in and talking about this concert and talking about the songs and your sharing your experience in the class.
Yeah, this is one of the highlights of my year is doing song school. And it's very uncomfortable to me every time I do it. But it's uncomfortable in a real good way. It stretches me to grow. And I always leave just feeling enriched and lots of laughter. Lots of good times and building relationships with people. And so, again, the product is not the issue. It's really the experience and the process you have with those people. And then you get surprised by the product. You end up having something coming out I didn't know I could do that. And just enjoying the process of that is so much fun. So I'd encourage anyone who's interested in music at all to jump in and give it a shot.
That's great. Well, upcoming events here at the Guild this weekend, we have the Legacy Luncheon to honor the memory of Sandy Richardson, one of our Guild Masters. It's going to be a great time. There is still some room, so if you want to come up, RSVP on the website. That's this Saturday at 1 o'clock. That's the 30th, if you're listening far in the future. Sorry you missed it. but if you're listening when this comes out, please come on up. We're working on the new sculpture garden. Again, I know I talked about this in a couple podcasts ago, but right by the labyrinth where the old cold frame was, we've taken that down, built a new hoop house. And we're going to turn that area into a sculpture garden. We're going to have one of Sandy's pieces there. Maybe bring over one of Joe Hester's sculptures over there and just have a nice space to sit. So look forward to that when you come up this summer. Speaking of summer, if you want to help us get ready for summer, June 5th through the 7th, we have the work weekend. It's a great time to come up, put some sweat equity into the guild, help out in the garden, help out around campus, and get us ready for summer. And it's a great way if you want to come up and help, but maybe can't give a whole week of time during the summer. Coming up for that day, you're going to get a free night stay at the guild that Friday night, and then breakfast and lunch on the house, doing a little bit of work. And it really is a good time. It's not all,
it's a lot
you know,
of fun.
Yeah, it's not all blood, sweat, and tears. Mm-hmm. It's a good time. And then summer is starting.
Summer.
Yeah, which is going to be great. Really good classes. Please check out our website, grunewaldguild.com. Go to the events page, and there have all of our class listings. It's going to be a great summer, and we really hope to see you there. So thanks for joining us, Dan.
Yeah, you're welcome. Nice to be here.
And for Cheryl.
Schmalt.